And that's where computations come in. Then we use Monte Carlo methods and computational models to try to, if we look at these nine pathways, to try to add probabilities to them and see which one is the most likely to happen. So we can do that. So we can do a little recombination system in silico. Yeah, so we get them from a Markov chain.
Okay.
So we do the things in the computer. We use an algorithm called the BFACF algorithm. The BFACF stands for the people who came up with this algorithm. And we start with polygonal chains that are self-avoiding polygons in the simple cubic lattice. And the BFACF algorithm makes very small local perturbations on the polygonal chain. It has been shown that the ergodicity classes are the knot types, which means if you start with a trefoil, so a knot with three crossings in the cubic lattice, and you start perturbing it with this algorithm, no matter how many iterations you do, you will always have to trefoil. And not only that, but if you run this at infinity, if you run it long enough, you will explore the whole space of configurations for the trefoil. So that's very appealing. Because if you're thinking about a DNA molecule moving in solution, you want to ask, what are all the possible states, geometrical states, for a DNA molecule of a specific length in moving in solution? So we use this algorithm to generate large ensembles of polygons of a specific topology, specific knot type, and specific length. The algorithm changes the length, but we just subsample those with a specific length. And once we have that, we start looking for recombination sites. And we do a Monte Carlo method to find recombination sites. If there's more than one, we pick one at random and perform recombination and identify the resulting topology. So in that way, if we started with a very large ensemble of trefoils and we did 20,000 recombinations, well, then we have 20,000 possible topologies. Most of them are repeated, and that will give you probability. Probability of going from the trefoil to the unknot, probability of going from the trefoil to the hopflink, probability of going from the trefoil to itself. So depending on the orientations of the sites, in the case that we're interested in, the probability of going from a knot to a knot will always be zero. The probability of going from a knot to a link might not be zero. And that's what we're quantifying. So after doing this in silico analysis, we saw that the pathway, the unique pathway that had been found under the very strict assumption, is by far the most probable.